For NASA, we have about 18,000 employees, 63% are scientists and engineers, and of that 63%, 23% are women. So I attended a summit, an aerospace workforce summit in September, and unfortunately it's very similar throughout the aerospace industry. So we've been working really hard on trying to figure out what the root cause is and trying to find ways to mitigate that so that we can improve the number of women, the statistics that are in science, technology, engineering, math in the aerospace world.
And so what is behind the low participation of women? I mean, some people would say that percentage 20 plus is good, but apparently not, right?
Well, it's good. I mean, if you look years before, it's much lower. But for right now, we really think that a diverse workforce is the most innovative workforce. And so we're trying to, both minorities and women, we're trying to address that and bring that up to a level. It doesn't have to be 50-50, but a little bit higher percentage than what we have just to increase our innovation.
And what are some of the barriers to women entering into this sector?
Some of the things we've understood and looked at are the fact that women tend to want to have families, and it's hard to balance both. They may have a STEM education, but they don't use it. Others think it's too hard. Others think that, as I mentioned earlier as well, is that women learn differently than men, and so the traditional way of teaching science and math is really based on males, and so we're trying to bring awareness to educators that we need to change the way that we're teaching in order to bring women into the fields.
I wonder if you could expand on that and tell us what needs to be done so that women can learn STEM in a way that benefits them.
Well, one of the things is that studies have shown that, you know, that women like to see application. So instead of sitting in a classroom with a book working calculus formulas, they really want to see what the application to that is. So some professors I know that have been at NASA for a short period of time and gone back to the academia are using like the International Space Station and the phenomena of microgravity and applying that to physics formulas. So they look at a video and then they use the formulas to explain what's happening in microgravity. Those kinds of are the things are the applications that we're talking about, where you can actually make it real.
And now, why do we need more women in space?
Well, like I said, I think it's the diversity. It's women and minorities. It is what makes the teams stronger, better, more creative. And with more creativity, we get more innovation.
And finally, why was it so important for you to attend this particular forum hosted by the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs and the UAE, the United Arab Emirates?
Well, for one thing, we want to have more people involved in the space environment to understand what can be accomplished in space, what we can bring back with technologies that are developed from knowledge that we gain in space, and also to bring awareness of the value of for our area with remote sensing Earth observation so that we can actually help frame the future of the world by understanding what the implications of natural disasters are and man-made as far as urban sprawl and those kinds of things.